Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Colonel Jeff McCausland, my colleague. He's CBS News, U.S. Army retired artilleryman, as well as a visiting professor at Dickinson College and the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. Moldova, about 2.5 million people speaking Russian. Once upon a time, it was part of the Soviet Socialist Republics and Russian speakers, but it is a European Union applicant. It is not a member of NATO. It is landlocked. On one side is Ukraine. On the other side is Romania. And over these last weeks, it is directly threatened by rumors, by disinformation, by the activities of people who live in Romania and are suspect as having loyalty towards Russia. And why it matters now is not only Moldova borders Romania, which is a member of NATO and which is hosting the 101st Airborne and other military units from NATO. This is the frontier with Ukraine, but also because the Russians moving effectively against Chisinau, the capital of Moldova, would put a Russian presence behind Odessa on a flank that would at very least require Ukraine to divert some of its resources to that part of the map. Jeff, I can't tell whether this is Russia being huff and puff or whether this would be strategically wise for Russia to cause this this disorder in the Black Sea Basin. What is your measure?
Well, on the one hand, John, this is consistent with what we talked about a moment ago, which is hybrid warfare. How do we get the West to look at something other than what's going on right in front of them, the war in the Ukraine, and as a consequence, making these kind of threats? Don't forget the Russians have about 1,500 troops in Moldova on the West Bank and Transnistria, and they've had those forces there since the end of the Cold War. Now, they're not very well supplied, equipped, and how significant a military force they are is problematical. I think it would be very difficult for the Russians to move significant military forces into Moldova and sustain them for a significant period of time. They're having enough trouble just sustaining the forces they have along a 600-mile front in the Ukraine, and that's a whole lot closer and accessible by land. But this clearly is an effort, I think, to divert attention, clearly an effort to make things unsettled in one area, perhaps get the Ukrainians to devote some of their particular forces. And we have also seen, have we not, a collapse of the Moldovan government that had to be resurrected because of uncertainty inside the country. Last but not least, you know, Moldova is one of the poorest, if not the poorest country in Europe. But as a percentage of its population, in comparison to number of refugees, it right now hosts the largest percentage of Ukrainian refugees of any country in Europe, putting them in a dire economic state already, not to mention the political upheavals and these possible threats posed by Moscow.
Your read, Jeff, on Russia's present posture, long war, you say, and that's what Vladimir Putin said in Moscow. Have they got the tools to fight a long war? They're not quite bogged down in Bakhmut, but we're told that both sides are losing heavily. So is Russia ready to last another year in this strange attrition combat?
Well, I think the one thing they're doing that we need to start thinking about is mobilizing their economy. And in the speech Mr. Putin gave last week, he talked an awful lot about this is now a war with the West and described it as an existential threat to Russia. Obviously trying to get the population to embrace the notion this is a people's war, like the Great Patriotic War, World War II. We have to mobilize all things to do that. So he's trying to put his industries as well on a war footing. But not unlike the West, he has his own challenges. We've seen a dramatic reduction in Russian artillery fire, even in the area around Bakhmut. They're still firing four rounds for every Ukrainian round, but a dramatic reduction from what we've seen in the past. The Ukrainians have claimed that they have destroyed 3,000 or more Russian tanks in the war so far. probably high, but even independent sources say they've destroyed about 1,750. At least half of the Russian T-72 force is now gone. Well, they only have one tank factory as well left, John, which was built in the 1930s. And one report I read said workers there still joke that we assemble tanks by hand here. And their ability to produce new tanks is problematical. They may be only able to produce about 20 a month. But they are rebuilding older tanks. Colleagues I know in Kyiv that I spoke with said we've already seen Russian T-62s on the battlefield. And they expect we might see T-55s on the battlefield, which could be 60, 70 years old. Now, some of those will be rebuilt. They may have more modern armor put on them. They may have a more sophisticated gun put on them. But the Russian ability to reach back, perhaps, and bring out these older weapons is one thing they may try to do, because they have their own challenges, I think, in trying to mobilize their economy. But they certainly seem to be trying to do just that.
Last 30 seconds, Jeff. What is this missile defense drill at St. Petersburg? Who's the audience for that?
I think it's domestic audience in Moscow on the one hand, but I think it may also be a domestic audience in Ukraine. The Ukrainians never claim credit for these things, but one Ukrainian out of the presidential palace said, well, you know, eventually, if you keep shooting missiles at one country, a couple of them will come back your way. So I think it may be part and parcel of that, and may also, frankly, underscore why the Biden administration is somewhat reluctant to provide them F-16s. With all the assurances that President Zelensky might make that they're not going to strike a target in Russia, the F-16 could do so if a pilot decided he wanted to do that.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired artilleryman, CBS News. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.